Hey, everybody. My name is Damara West, and I'm founder of Be Well, Beautiful Woman, where we help women to center their liberation and joy so that they can lead and live lives on their own terms. I'm delighted that you have joined us for the Women's Liberation Summit. And I have an amazing guest in the lineup that's going to help you to reclaim your authentic power so that you can lead and design your life exactly the way that you want to, rooted in your absolute deepest desires. So let me tell you what you are in store for today. Genuine, passionate, and a natural talent are a few words to describe Yolanda Owens. The skincare farmer who has been handcrafting raw skincare products for nearly two decades. As the founder of Iwi Fresh Farm to Skin Spa in Atlanta, Georgia, she pioneers a movement that inspires and educates people to care for the body's largest organ, the skin. The name Iwi is an acronym for It Is What It Is, which describes products that are truly natural and contain only raw fruits, vegetables, and herbs. After she left her engineering career to pursue a passion in skincare, her spa partnered with local farms and community gardens to bring its vision to fruition. Inspired by her grandmother's home remedies, her raw skincare products pamper and relieve the skin in ways that have transformed the skincare industry. Her business was invited by Whole Foods Market to launch their first raw, that's capital R-A-W, skincare products equipped with a mini refrigerator to avoid the use of preservatives. Among its many accolades and awards, Iwi Fresh was voted the best of Atlanta made from scratch spa treatments by Atlanta Magazine. Further, Yolanda's work has appeared in outlets such as Essence, Sister Circle, The Root, Fox 5 Atlanta, CBS, and many, many more. Yolanda, I am so glad that you are with us for the Women's Liberation Summit.
Yes, I am super happy to be here. I am so delighted to be here.
Yes, yes. You know, from when I first met you about a year or so ago, I was in awe with your work. And, you know, when I envisioned this summit, I was thinking you would be absolutely perfect because your work is so revolutionary, which we're going to be talking about as we dive into this interview. So, sis, thank you so much for saying yes to this.
Yes, you are. So I'm super glad that you asked me. Yes.
Of course. Yes, yes. So let's just start with, you know, you went from being an engineer to launching a skincare business. Mm-hmm. At what points did you start to realize that the engineer path wasn't truly in alignment with your purpose? And what did it take for you to make that leap?
You know, I always ask that question, like, when did that magic really happen? Mm. And, you know, I think for me, it definitely happened way before the engineering. I think it happened really when I was born. Mm. I think that, you know, God sprinkled this magic on me way early, gave me this beautiful grandmother who was a home remedy queen. And it started there. But when I was an engineer and I was working, building processes, creating infrastructures, putting out fires, you know, there was always this side of me. I always had this artsy side of me that was always inside of me and that was always burning inside of me. And even when I was doing engineering work on the side, I would be doing arts and crafts, dancing, theater, sewing, drawing, doing all the artsy stuff is what I'd love to do. Mm-hmm. And so as an engineer, I worked as an engineer, and then I decided I was creating some skincare products, which I actually did in college. And I kind of did a little bit on the side. And then one day I said, you know what? It's time. It's time. I mean, I was doing Iwi Fresh at the time. I didn't call it Iwi Fresh, but I was doing skincare and Iwi Fresh parallel to being an engineer. So I was engineer working on computers, infrastructure, and then I was at home creating, juicing carrots and making skincare recipes. And I did that for some time. And then I had this really big plan in my mind where, oh, I'm going to leave when the bank account says this and this was that, but that's not what happened. Mm. It was literally one day I woke up and it was almost like God was speaking to me directly and said, it's time. It's time. And I knew it was time. And it was kind of like, it was like, if I didn't do it then, I was going to miss this window. And so I felt very convicted, like I had to do it. And I turned in my resignation. I told my boss and told her what I was going to do. I was very open about it, very honest about it. And she was like, if you want, she said, we will. They actually had me promoted for a raise. And wow. She was like, if you want, I can give you this raise and you can wait and do it later. And I was like, no, I got to do it now. Mm-hmm. I have to do it now. And so I literally stepped out on faith with working EWE Fresh on the side. I mean, it wasn't like I just did cold turkey. Yeah. I had EWE, you know, I was working EWE. Mm-hmm. And then I literally jumped out and I never looked back. I never gave an option to look back. Never.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And all these years later, right? All these accolades later, all the products later, all the people's lives that you touched, you know, and I love what you shared. And I feel like that, you know, you said you were born to do this. You were always drawn to movement, to the natural state of being and doing. And you know, the fact that God wouldn't allow you to not do this. And then when you went into work and there, you know, your boss said to you, well, I can give you this. I can give you this to support you. And it was almost like the God saying, okay, are you really serious about this? Because if you're serious about this, I got you. And like, like you said, you never looked back. And I can't imagine that you knew that EWE Fresh would be what it is today. So what has that been like?
You know, it has been such a wonderful blessing. You know, when I stepped out, I stepped out as a single mother with three children. Okay. Mm. And that was some challenging moments, but I had so much faith in myself. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that was really the key thing is believing in yourself, believing that you can do this. And I was like, if I did all this work for corporate America, I was putting in so much work in corporate America, I can put that same amount and even more into myself.
Yeah.
And so that's what I did. I was like, I'm doing all these wonderful things for them. I could do these wonderful things for myself. Mm. And, you know, and to create a brand that literally came, I feel like it really came from God that he chosen me and gave it to me. And I believed in it. And I never looked back. And I bootstrapped this. I took my 401k and I literally bootstrapped this. Every penny, every dollar, I went into this and still was a mother of three little kids, little bitty children.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
They were little. And I was still able to just pour back into them, pour into my business. And I just never gave up. So there was just a lot of heart, sweat, earning tears and just work or midnight and hours. And I'm doing homework with them. I'm cooking dinner. Then I'm up and I'm making products and on the website, you know, just doing that, you know, and just seeing how it has grown into what it is. You know, this is literally a baby for me. You know, and so it's been a lot of long sweat equity and labor equity and just love though, but a lot of love because I realized really early on when I started doing EWE Fresh, how what I was doing was touching and inspiring other women.
Yeah.
And that was giving back to me. That was the power that was coming back to me to keep me going. Was to know that because I didn't even realize that. And people would come up to me and was like, wow, you're inspiring me. I'm a mother and I have children and I want to do my own thing. And you inspire me to step out on faith and follow my passion and follow my dream. So, you know, I realized that that has been my ministry, you know, in my business. And so it has been so rewarding for me. So rewarding.
Yeah. You know, you said so many powerful things and, you know, you talked about God whispering to you, this gift that God gave you. And I do think that purpose is very much about that. And so, you know, oftentimes people think that, you know, purpose is hokey, but it's not. Purpose is very much connected to our abundance, our flow, and our connectivity to humanity, because the light in which we cultivate in ourselves is meant to be given to other people. And what's beautiful about what you said is that you had no idea, and this is what's so powerful about God, Source, Universe. They know what is of our highest use and our highest good. There is no way that we can ever know But you trust it. You trust it, that small, still voice to say, this is it for you. And I got you. And that continued to propel you forward. And it sounds like you didn't really flounder in the midst of that. You talk about your sweat equity, the love equity. I love that, right? You didn't say love equity, but that is essentially what you framed, the love equity that allowed you to sustain this body of work that has grown massively and touched people that you probably don't even know, because you're just planting seeds everywhere that you go. And then to add to it that, you know, being a woman, being a Black woman, being a single Black woman that was able to grow this thing in a space of wellness that has been so whitewashed, that is just, that's liberation. That's liberation, right? Yes. Yes. And I love that you said you didn't flounder in that, you knew that you could do this. And, yes. And I so appreciate what you said about like this realization you had about everything that you had given to corporate America, which, you know, I'm sure was a hell of a lot. And mm-hmm. knowing that, oh my gosh, if I can do this, and if I just put this to my business, there's no limit to what yes. I can do. And, yes. and I feel like even now with all the growth that you've experienced, and particularly, I love the fact that you're in the heart of Atlanta in an area where you're investing in people's lives that may not otherwise have access to wellness. That on top of the spa, you're just getting started, sis. And your impact is starting to be magnified in such beautiful ways. So I can imagine that even in the midst of you being fed by knowing that you are a light to so many people, there were a lot of things that you, and your work in itself is nurturing you, right? Yes. And I'm curious about the ways in which you stayed grounded in the midst of this, because I can imagine that it was really hard to give your blood, sweat, and tears to birthing this really beautiful labor of love.
Yes. I mean, I have to constantly give back to myself. I have to constantly nourish myself so that I can stay strong and stay light. You know, I think for me, I've always been, my grandmother rooted me, you know, with God. Mm. And I started eRefresh with God. God is my CEO of eRefresh.
Wow.
And God has been guiding me. And I tried very hard to stay obedient. You know, I listen and hear God's word and walk in the truth. You know, I learned that is really have been a liberational point for me, is walking and speaking and standing in the truth, period. And, you know, I know, you know, the truth sometimes when I'm speaking in that, it may sting with some people, certain situations, but ultimately it sets you free.
Mm.
Sets you free because it's the truth.
Yes.
It is what it is. Yes. It is what it is. Yes. And so I find it's very liberating for me to walk and speak and move in the truth. Mm-hmm. And that feeds me. That feeds yes. me. That yes. feeds me. You know, it really does. You know, and I learned that I don't know, my grandmother, I think, taught this into me, is to really always stay true to who you are,
yes.
no matter what, and be who you are. You know, I've never been a person to like copy or follow. I've always been a leader. You know, I've always liked doing my own thing. Mm-hmm. If somebody does something like me, then I'll change it. You know, I'm mm-hmm. like, I'll change because I don't want to. I like to be my own. I like to beat to my own drums. And it's really the drum beat that I feel that God has given me.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's my purpose. Is beating to my purpose drum beat, you know, that sound, that voice. And that's the truth for me. Yeah. I had to learn that's truth for me. Mm. So I that's what feeds me, you know.
Yeah, this is really important what you're talking about. And what I love about this summit is that asking 18 different women the same question around what does liberation, what does self-care, and you get 1,000 different answers. And that's the beautiful thing about the authenticity, as you have so beautifully described. And, you know, we don't really often think about truth as a way of liberation and really staying anchored in who we are and staying anchored in the purpose that we have for our lives and how that in itself is a wellness practice, right? We don't think about truth as wellness, but the reality is that the more aligned we are, the more free we are, right? Yes. The more truthful we are.
Yes.
And through that truth, right, that in itself, it provides flow and grace and movement. And that ultimately lands in the lives of other people. So it was, that's such a beautiful way to think about wellness and how it permeates through your life as inspiration for all of us to be in our truth and our authenticity.
Yes, you said that so well. The flowing, because it gives you the freedom to flow and to move and release all of those old beliefs and bondage and things that we trap inside of our minds.
Yes.
It allows you to just speak and be in the moment and speak with that truth, you know, and it elevates you. It makes you tall.
Yes.
You know, it makes you tall and free. And it feels good. It feels good.
I love that. So I have just a follow-up question for you. Your grandmother sounds like she was extraordinary, right? Like so many Black grandmothers on the planet or grandmothers in general, right? Yes. And knowing that there are so many people who didn't have the good fortune of being told that you are special, you are unique, you are liberal, you are designed perfectly in God, universe, spirit's image. And knowing that those were your early teachings, which continue to permeate throughout your life, what advice do you have for women who weren't privileged to have that model of strength and liberation and power?
You know, I say that, I'm so grateful. And I give thanks to the Most High to being able to have a wonderful grandmother. But if you don't have that, I think look within yourself. I think sometimes we look out to so many methods and methodologies and all type of modalities. And those are great things. I love them. But I feel like we miss on going back into self, you know, really tapping into your inner self. And like you said, getting alignment. I think just having moments. And for me, I meditate. My grandmother is no longer, she's an ancestor for me now. So I sit down and I meditate and I tap into that inner spirit, you know, and I think being able to really tap into that true inner spirit by yourself with you is so powerful.
Yes.
So powerful. It is it's a powerful light. It's a powerful magic that I think sometimes we miss because we don't have time for ourselves.
Yes.
You know? And so I tell women all the time, try it. Just try it. Just try yourself. Try touching into self for a change.
Try yourself. You know, I love that.
Try yourself for a change. And it will give you everything that you need.
Yeah.
You know, I think everything you need, we already have.
Yes. Oh, yes. This is really resonating with me. And, you know, I find that in my work with women, and I'm sure all the women that you have touched, and, you know, I know you have tons of practitioners that work for you. So you're not always in that because you're building, right? You're building your base. And yet, and still, I'm sure you encounter a lot of women. And, you know, what I find is that so often we're externalizing our worth, right? It's about our education and who we've helped and what award we've received. And all of those things are great, right? But they don't sustain what you are offering, which is truth. And what's so beautiful about Source is that sometimes answers come instantly when we create space just simply from asking a question.
Yes.
Right? Just simply from taking 5 minutes. And so, you know, when you said try yourself, which is the most important vehicle that we have, because that is truly connected to our wealth. Yes. Ourself is connected to our wealth, which is connected to our pleasure, which is connected to, you know, having a life that is rooted in what it is that we want. And oftentimes we don't even know we haven't tapped in.
We haven't tapped into it.
Girl, no, we have not at all. And a lot of times, even, you know, though we're reading books and things of that nature, that's not really the meat. The meat is ourself.
Yes.
And so I think that we, you know, you're giving us a call to action that if we are, as I've heard someone say in the past, the last on the to-do list all the time, and if we are not being proactive about our wellness, then we are literally missing an opportunity to evolve more into our truth, which is connected to everything.
Yes. And that's we so do cool. that and do it taking the path of least resistance.
You know, yeah, say more about that, sis.
Yes. You know, I feel like we have to start taking the path of least resistance because we resist. We resist so much. And we got to take that path of least resistance, which is allowing, giving yourself permission, flowing, releasing. And just going into it. Because I think we can't tap into us because there's so much resistance.
Yeah.
You know, and we have to release and let go and flow and move and just go into yourself.
Yeah.
You know, tap and turned in and tuned in into who you really are.
You know? That is
and then
so good.
Find out who you are.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just feel like there's a lot of resistance that we hold.
Yeah. And you know, the Buddha, I read something recently that, where the Buddha said that the impotence of suffering is when we try to stay in control. Right. Yes. And so there's an element, you know, when we're thinking about manifestation and abundance and really your life is a representation of that. And every woman in the lineup in some shape or form, they're a representation of, you know, working, knowing that you're worthy, working towards whatever it is that you're trying to create. Believing that it's coming whenever you're ready and in whatever way that it's going to unfold and being detached to outcome, because the moment that we make up in our mind, and this is why planning, I think we planning is great, but we have to be flexible enough within the plans to know ultimately source, God, universe knows what's best for us.
Absolutely.
And if we believe that, we pivot. We go with the flow. We know that life is literally unfolding for us and nothing is happening to us.
Right. Yes. Oh. Yes. I mean, that's what it's all about. And then when you do that, it's so much fun.
I love, and we need more fun, right? We need more fun and lightness and celebration
fun
in our
lives. Lightness and releasing and flow with it and trust, because if you trust and you believe, then you're going to be okay. Because everything is always going to work out.
Yes.
Everything is always working out.
Always. We just have to recognize it. We just have to recognize it. Oh, this is so good, sis.
Yes.
All right. So I want to switch gears just a little bit here. And I want to talk about your grandmother's home remedies, right? They derive, where they derive from. And how do you see this connected to our liberation?
Absolutely. You know, my grandmother, I love it. And I carried that on. She was non-traditional. She had one of those non-traditional gardens, literally, where on the back porch of her back porch, she would like throw seeds. When she get lemon, tomato, whatever seed she had, she would just throw it on the side over there. And literally stuff would grow. That was the garden. That was the garden.
Wow.
It was a non-traditional, I call it an intrinsic garden that would just grow. And grandmother would go, and it blew me away as a little girl when I first saw a seed growing from the ground. That was like, so like, that was like, I just couldn't believe it.
Wow.
And I just would get excited about that. You know, I would go outside and hang clothes on the line with my grandmother. And then we would go over there to the little intrinsic garden and see what was growing. And then she would actually grab it and pull it and bring it in and create different type of remedies for the house.
Wow.
So for me, when I wanted to create Iwi Fresh, I wanted it to be something that was really true. You know, I wanted it to be really what it was. And so I wanted to create this product line that was true. When I first started Iwi Fresh, I got with some colleagues who were chemists. And so they showed me how products were created on the shelf life. And I started seeing how all these chemicals and toxins were in all of these products. And then I was like, that wouldn't be grandmother. That wouldn't be a representation of my grandmother if I was to create a product like that. And so I had to go back. It's funny because I always think about how I started. It always starts with the truth. So I had to go back to the trueness of it. And I said, I have to create something real. It's got to be real because I want to use it. And I'm only going to use it if it's real. And that, because grandmother, that's what grandmother did.
Yeah.
So I wanted to create these home remedy based products that represent our grandmothers, not yes. just my grandmother, but our grandmothers, you know, the grandmothers of the world, because we have gotten away from that.
Yeah.
And so that's what my spa, which is my baby, eRefresh Skincare Farming Spa is my baby, because I wanted to create something that would give us choices. I feel like when it came to self-care, like beauty, you know, nail shops and spas, we didn't have a choice of a home remedy based type company. You know, we didn't have those choices. And so that's what eRefresh is there, is to give us choices to choose something that's better for us. Cause like, you know, when we know better, we do better. That's so it's true. Like giving us something better. I wanted to have like, you know, when these, we have these nail shops that are to me that are very toxin and chemical bound and they're very dangerous, but I wanted to replace those.
Yeah. It's
something that was natural that represent our grandmothers, because we've moved away from that.
Yeah.
And we're not, and I want to carry that ancestor trait of our grandmothers so it stays alive, because it's, we're losing it, you know, we're losing it in, you know, in this world. And so I'm trying to, I want to keep that alive. And that's what eRefresh is about.
Yeah.
Is that home remedy base. Bringing.
I love that. Yeah. And we benefit so much. Right. And I don't, I think that, and I'm sure that you can attest to this, that it's the wellness space is sorely lacking when it comes to home-based products, right? Because, you know, like you said, your product is at Whole Foods. You have to have a refrigerator there to make sure that the products stay fresh, right? There are certain other additional elements that you have to be mindful of in terms of your profit margin and all of that. And so, you know, we do a good job. It's about talking about what we put in our body. Yep. But knowing that the organ is the largest part of the body, why aren't we having more conversations about that and what we can do to make sure that we're protecting our vessel? This is our vessel. And everything we put on top is coming in.
Yes. Then this is all, this is you.
Yes.
This skin is going to be with you for the rest of your life. Okay. Mm-hmm. It represents you wherever you go.
Yeah.
And so, and you know, and what is happening is that women are putting about 5 pounds of toxin in their skin a year.
Wow.
And only 80% of it has been tested for safety. And the other thing, it only takes 26 seconds for it to go into your bloodstream. And then when it gets into your bloodstream, it causes all type of illnesses. I mean, that's why we're dealing with thyroids and fibroids and all type of things that we're dealing with, that we're cancers and everything, you know, that we're dealing with, is because it's all the toxins that we're putting in our body, which that we're putting on our body. Okay.
Yes.
Too. It's not just what we're eating, but it's what we're eating, what we're breathing, and what we are applying to our skin.
So this is so important
to the body.
Yeah, this is so important. And, you know, it feels like that's another reason why your work is so sacred, right? Because there are far and few people out there that are educating the public about this, in part because we know the beauty industry is a,
yes,
it's a billion dollar industry, a trillion dollar industry.
Trillion dollar industry.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. And so what can we do, right? Like besides coming to your beautiful spa, which I'm definitely coming back to, I went to your community base offering, which was a beautiful and amazing services. I think I had a body scrub and I did a yoni steam and I did all of the things that you have available there. But besides that, and coming to, you know, the original Iwi Spa, what can women do to be proactive about taking care of their skin?
There's so many things you can do. I think one, you have to treat it just like how you treat your food. You know, you pay attention to what you're putting in. You really got to pay attention to what you're putting on and just keep it simple. Keep it simple. And I'll give you a couple of recipes, because one of the things out there is there's no real FDA regulations around personal care products. Okay. From shampoo to deodorant, to conditioner, to all of that, toothpaste, mouthwash, you name it. There's no real FDA regulations. So manufacturers don't have to tell you what's in their products. They don't have to give you all the ingredients. So if it's dog poo-poo in there, I don't have to tell you that it's dog poo-poo in there.
Wow.
So you really want to go to the most simplest products ever. You want to go back to the basics. You know, I always tell women, skincare products, avocado, putting just straight avocado on your face, a face mask, just simple, is wonderful. Avocado is high in antioxidant, vitamin A, vitamin C. It does wonders to your skin. It's wonders to your skin. It keeps you looking young longer. It's great. Aloe vera. Get you an aloe plant. Just get you a straight aloe plant. I think I got an aloe right here.
On I see it. It's gorgeous.
Get you an aloe plant, cut you off a piece of aloe, open it up, put it on your skin, let it sit and rinse it off. You know, just simple things.
Yes. Very simple.
Like a moisturizer would be coconut oil. Get some coconut oil. Take your coconut oil and rub it and put it on your skin. Just take it to the basics.
Yes.
Just really simple things, back to the basics. Don't get all this extra stuff, because all the extra stuff has extra chemicals.
Yes. Yes. Well, and what's alarming to me is that what you just said about the FDA and the beauty industry not being regulated. So even though we know from reading the label that there are things that are definitely chemicals, there are chemicals in these products that we don't even know. We don't even know what's all the things that are being put in these products. So we don't understand the extent to which these products are being damaging to our skin. And I love that. Like, just strip it down. And just the three examples that you gave are amazing, because avocado, aloe vera, and coconut oil, I'm sure the usage is endless for how these products can be used.
You can eat them too. If you like avocado, you can eat it too. So
I love me some avocado.
Yeah, me too.
All the avocado.
And eating at the same time, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it's just taking it back to our grandmother's life, our grandmother's mindset. That's what they did. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't have all these extra stuff, all this stuff. They didn't have all of that. Mm-hmm. And they didn't really have the money for that, which was a blessing. Mm-hmm. So they went back to the farm, to the garden, to the kitchen, and did all the basic stuff. And that's where the ingredients are. That's where all the nutritions are, is in there, just basic. Keep it simple.
You know, I'm feeling really, I love this. Keep it simple. And I'm feeling deeply inspired to, cause I can't say that I use all natural products. Right. And, I'm really feeling the drive to do that once and for all for myself. Yeah. Because I do think in life in general, we do make things too complicated. And, you know, we think, oh, it's too hard. It's easier to buy the product versus buying the avocado and the coconut oil. But is it? Is it really easier to
try it? Because if you put avocado on your skin, trust me, you're going to be
Want to go back.
You're going to be like, oh my God. Your skin is going to feel.
Oh,
like
I'm definitely going to try
bottom,
it.
A baby's bottom.
I can't wait. And sis, I'm going to be emailing you like, girl, you just gave me the real deal. And
I'm telling you, try it.
I will. And my hope is that all the listeners will as well, because these three things make it so easy for us to start to try and incorporate this stuff.
And we have to invest into our skin, y'all. I mean, you know, I think sometimes because we don't see acne, we don't see like we're breaking out. So we're like, oh, I'm good. But it's absorbing into your bloodstream, which links, you know, let me say this to you real quick. So on your face, you have organs that are linked on your face. So you have like your stomach, you have intestines. You have your bladder, you have your kidneys, you got your heart. Your body is connected to your organs vertically through your face, through your hands, and the bottom of your feet. So you're feeding, like, you know, and when I tell a lot of women, I do a workshop, like, you know, when your cycle comes on, you get this little bump somewhere around in here, some little bump, not everybody, but a lot of women, they get this little pimple that pops up right when the cycle starts. And then when the cycle's over, the bump goes away.
Right.
That lets you know, because this area, everything below your nose line is your vaginal. This is your female organ area. So this is all of your female organ. So the pimple pops up below your nose, somewhere around here. So that kind of lets you know the connection of how your body, how it shows up on your skin.
Thank you for educating us on that. And I know that, like, orally for folks who, you know, go to the dentist, that's one of the things that they tell us, but we don't, again, I feel like we're so disconnected from the physical, from our physical body and how that's connected to our internal body. Right. And so it's a really beautiful reminder in the specifics that you gave us about how everything is connected. Everything we do is going to have a ricochet effect in another part of our body in some way.
Yes. Yes.
And so that was, thank you for that education, because I know, again, many people know about it orally, but not necessarily about the physicality of it all.
Yes.
That was, oh, that was so good. That was a great bonus. Thank you for that, sis.
You're welcome.
So as we get ready to wrap up, I want to talk a little bit about liberation. And even though that has been our theme and it's come up in a variety of ways, I would love to know what liberation means to you and what some of your most significant liberation moments are that brought you to this point. And I recognize that we talked about some of them, but ones that you haven't shared with us that you feel like are really meaningful.
You know, liberation is so powerful for me. And it's funny because I've always, even before I really was tapped into liberation, I always loved the song by Outkast called Liberation.
I love about, me some
Shake Your Load Off. And it was like, shake your load off, shake your load off. Yeah. And so that is really what liberation is for me. It's like, it's really releasing and shaking off the load and just being free, like we talked about. You know, you know, there's so many, I have so many examples of liberation moments in my life, you know, just as this journey of Iwi Fresh. But I think the, when I sum it all up, I think the real biggest thing is being free to be me, you know, just not getting permission to be me, you know, And it's happened to me in so many ways. I mean, there's countless ways that liberation has showed up in my life. You know, I think, you know, raising my children, you know, and bringing them into this world and being a mother has been liberating for me, you know, and allowing them to live their life, you know, allowing them to find their way and not do me. You know, I don't want, you know, you don't have to work for Iwi Fresh. Iwi Fresh is my purpose, you know? And so I give them the rim and the freedom to do them, you know, to do them. And so being able to do that and watching my children grow up and do their own thing and find their own liberation is liberating for me.
Mm.
You know, it's very liberating for me.
That's beautiful.
So So there's so many liberation moments for me, but that is one that I really can see now as I get older. I look at my children and I just see how they're growing and how they just have become who they are has been very liberating. And and me too, I think watching myself become has been very liberating because I feel myself becoming more and more and more and more. And it feels just so wonderful.
And I so appreciate about what you shared about motherhood and just that. I think the reason why you're able to allow your children to be free to be who they are is because you have always worked to cultivate that within yourself.
Yes.
And, you know, I love what you said about it's liberating to see myself become more and more of who I've always, of who you are, really, of what's inside of you. And it just speaks to the fact that wellness, as we both know, it's a journey. And there is always more to peel back. There's always more that we can ask for. There's always more that we can discover. And the more tenacious we are about keeping our joy and our liberation, our peace at the forefront, the more we become aligned with who we are over and over and over again.
Yes. Ah.
Yeah, that's so lovely. Well, sis, this has been such a pleasure on so many fronts. And I know that you have a special offer for the audience. And so do you want to take a minute and talk about that?
So we have several offers, but one of the offers
that and which are all going to be listed. We're going to list all of them.
We're going to list them so that they can get some Iwi Fresh products, you know. So they can come in and we're going to give everybody first I was going to say 15, but I said, no, then I said 20, then I said, no, then I said 25. I said, no. So I'm going to give everybody 30%.
Oh my gosh. That is amazing. What a gift.
30%.
Wow.
So we got to come up with this code.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Let you create this liberation.
We'll get it.
Code.
We'll get it. We'll get it all underway.
Yeah. And then anybody with the code, will get 30%.
Wow. That's so awesome. That's so awesome.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for that gift. And I love that. It's like, oh, 15%. It's like, no, God is like, nope. I want you to be more generous. I want you to be a little bit more generous. And yes. It just in real time, that's an example of how, when we're in tune with source, yes. Right. Yes. Because everything is not, when we approach life outside of being transactional, and when we approach life, and you know this, because I believe that your part of your business success has been about the way in which you've treated people and how you've honored them and given really great products that are good for the body. But I also think that our generosity has a way of just outgiving what we would ever have gotten if we wouldn't have had been generous, right? Like, because we can't ever outgive source, God, universe. We can't.
No,
it's impossible.
It's impossible.
Yep.
And it's in our culture. It's in our nature. You know, that's who we are.
Yep.
But we can't outgive source and love and harmony and peace and good vibrations. I mean, that's unlimited.
Unlimited. Oh, yes. Thank you for blessing us with your presence, sis. I know that folks are going to want to stay in touch with you on top of being able to tap into this generous offering based on the summit. And so how can folks stay in touch with you and get that good, good content that's out there that I follow on a regular basis?
Yes. Follow us. You know, you can follow us on all the social media platforms at IWI Fresh. So IWI Fresh on every social media platform, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, you name it, we're out there. And then our website is www.iwifresh.com.
Wonderful.
And then you can call us at 404-577-8072. We're in Atlanta, but I do want to say this. We are in the process of franchising our spa. So our iWifresh Skincare Farming Spa, we're in the process of franchising. So if you're interested, anybody who wants to own, this is generational wealth.
Yes.
You want to own your own iWifresh Skincare Farming Spa, let us know.
Oh my gosh. So I have to tell you, I'm so excited about your franchise and how this is going to blow up. And I will tell you that I am personally interested. And so you and I are going to be talking offline about what that could look like. I'm so excited for you and what you are carving in the world. More is coming because you keep more at the forefront. And I just appreciate your heart, how you show up with so much love. And I'm looking forward to just continuing to work with you and just future partnership in whatever way that makes sense for us.
Absolutely. And I'm so excited on what you're doing.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, being able to gather these beautiful Black women and getting, like you said, everybody who you talk to, there's different messages. So, I mean, everybody's going to get something from this.
Yes.
You know, so this is, I mean, you can't even put a price tag on this. This is so invaluable. I mean, this is wonderful.
Wow.
So thank you. Thank you for coordinating and being obedient and putting this together.
Yes. Thank you, sis. Thank you for seeing me. I appreciate you so much. Yeah. So audience, y'all heard it here. You heard from the amazing Yolanda Owens, the founder of iWifresh Farm Spa, right? Farm to Fresh Spa. And so make sure that if you're in the Atlanta area, you definitely patronize this amazing offering. If you're interested in starting a franchise, we're going to provide that information here. Follow this queen and the beautiful work that she's doing on Instagram and all the other platforms that exist for the work that she's doing. And then of course, check out the other 17 videos that we have on the lineup of women from all walks of life, from all parts of North America that are ready to inspire you and give you practical insight on how you can reclaim your authentic power so that you can create a life that you truly desire. Until next time, beauties, Ashe.